is this?
What the potty?
What is this?
What is this?
A potty.
What is this?
What is this?
No, what is this?
Welcome back, sports guests, to another episode of Dinner at Jacob's Place. Woo! This is our mid-hiatus episode. Been gone for a little while. Thanks for sticking around, all you people out there in Podcastville. All you sports guests. We're here again with Kale Chip Black.
What's up, guys?
And Tyrannosaurus Rex. Arr, that's a pirate sound.
And as always, Bud Light.
Always sponsoring the podcast, hopefully.
The official podcast sponsor.
The best beer in America.
Jesus. Please sponsor us.
It's ridiculous. So, okay, so you saw Rise of the Planet of the Apes,
yeah,
or whatever?
I thought it was fucking awesome.
Dude, it was really ridiculous.
I need to know what happened.
Okay, so in it, there's this chimp who's fucking awesome, man. I don't know what his name
was.
No,
so there was this scientist who was trying to make a cure for Alzheimer's, and he designed this drug that makes it so that you grow more neurons in your brain. Like, it just, like, super, like, it just makes you regenerate neurons and generate more of them. And so he gives it to this monkey, and to a chimpanzee.
It's a cute little chimp. It's,
yeah,
a cute little bastard.
I hate chimps because they rip your face off.
Yeah.
But he gives it to this monkey, and it's pregnant. And the baby is like, you know, it goes to the baby. So the baby's super smart. And
we don't want to give too much away.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, basically the chimps take over the world and they fuck everyone.
Yeah, okay, that's the good point. They do fuck everyone. And here's the one part where
chicks?
they didn't fuck people enough.
What?
The chimps should have fucked people more. Okay, so there's this one scene. It's not that important. Don't worry, people. I'm not spoiling anything. There's this one part where, like, the chimp is just chilling in a cage, and then this, like, scientist comes over to the chimp. And then he's like, oh, you want your food, like, being nice, like, trying to give him his food. And then all of a sudden, the chimp just grabs his arm and, like, pulls him into the cage. He's like, oh, shit, the chimp has me. And he says the line, the chimp is about to, it feels like he's gonna break my arm. And he says this after like half a minute of it wrangling with his arm. In reality, a chimp is so ferocious and strong, it would rip your limbs off in a second. It would be like grabbing an ice cream cone out of an ice cream person, giving it to you. Here's your ice cream cone, they hand it to you. There's no hardness in that. There's no force needed to grab the ice cream cone. It's the same thing, you just rip that arm,
dude,
right the fuck off. We talked about
also,
it before.
I won't
We talked about chimps before.
There's a very awesome scene with a helicopter.
Oh, fuck. There's a badass ape. Oh, my God.
You can't give it away.
Most are chimps, but there's this one badass gorilla in it, dude.
It was completely preposterous.
Yeah.
But, like, totally realistic.
It was really, really awesome.
That's the thing. Like, the whole time you're watching the movie, you're like, there's no fucking way this could happen, but it totally could. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it was realistic, but not, it didn't seem like it could necessarily happen. It's just, like,
yeah,
the chimp they had doing it, which was obviously CGI, and you look at it, and it's like, God damn it, it's gonna be a movie full of CGI.
Great animation.
But, yeah, but it's great animation, and even more the acting that they used. Andy Sorkin, I think is his name. Aaron Sorkin, maybe. His name is probably wrong. And he was the guy who played Gollum in Lord of the Rings, like the guy who did like the facial recognition stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, he did the moving for it. And honestly, he should get an Oscar
sick
for this fucking Rise of the Apes, man. The
That's
apes
sick.
Are ridiculous, even though a lot of them are chimps, and the first one is goddamn chimp.
Also, a Harry Potter character is in the movie.
What?
Malfoy.
Oh, playing Malfoy again. Literally is Malfoy again.
He is.
He's just, his character.
He's just an evil fucker.
Yeah, his character is not, oh, I'm just doing this because of like this, or I'm eventually going to be chill because of this. He's just the exact same, a pure douchebag. Just evil, just a douchebag to be a douchebag.
Token douchebag.
Yeah, it's so outrageous. I
like,
just,
even more douchebaggy than, like, because, like, he's being a douchebag to animals, so, like, he was just even more so of a douchebag.
Yeah,
like,
just, yeah, fucking around, they're just in little cages and stuff.
I know.
But it would be, like, real jail. It'd be, like, all that Abu Ghraib stuff. Do you remember the Stanford experiment or whatever? They had, They took, like, volunteers, like college students, and they put them into two separate groups. One group would be prisoners, and the other group is fucking guards. Right? This is, like, fake jail, but they just take them in there and do that, whatever. And they can leave whenever they want. And so they start off and they're doing it. Almost immediately the guards start to like fuck with them a little bit. If they don't listen to them, then they take away their beds or like the like yeah. I think they'll spray them with some water or something.
Take away your bed.
Take away your bed.
Spray them with some water.
That sounds horrible. You can't just sleep on that metal mesh tearing into your back, giving you back
problems. You talk one more time, I'm going to take away your bed.
56 of back problems are from having your bed taken away. So.
Wow.
That's a bullshit thing. But okay, so the experiment actually happened. So they're just fucking with them. And I think this goes on for like 2 weeks. Like the prisoners in there are like, they go on strike. I think they even start to throw feces and shit like that at the guards. And the guards just start to get like maniacal and evil. And mind you, this whole time they could have left the entire time, but they just didn't because this is like the prison mentality. They just start to go fucking crazy. People start to go crazy in isolation.
Wow. I talked to a guy who was in prison recently.
Really?
On the train on the way home from the Giants game. It was a fascinating conversation.
How did you get to that?
I don't know. Megan and I were just taking, excuse me, Megan Highway 20 Lockhart. We were coming back from the Giants game, which they got pummeled. But there was a fight. It was awesome. It was the one where there was like a huge fight and everyone was kicking each other's ass. But anyway, on the train home, we met this guy and we were like talking to him. He was clearly hammered.
Like everybody coming from a Giants game.
Yeah, and he was
what
like,
up, San Francisco Giants?
And he was just like, we just started talking, like somehow got to prison. I don't fucking know how. But like he told me about his time in prison and he said that like everyone would, like, smuggle drugs up their ass and stuff, and, like...
That's a regular thing?
Yeah. Like, it's like, he said, like, it was real, and, like, I asked him, like, is it true that sexual assault is really, like, prevalent in prison? And he said, yeah, they call it sex play. And so I didn't ask him anymore.
Did he say it in a weird way? You call it sex play, man.
No, he just said, oh, yeah, don't ever go to prison, man. Like, don't ever go to prison. Like, you don't want to fucking go there.
Dude, I had a dream once. I might have said on the podcast. Okay, so I had this dream where I like got sentenced to 8 years in jail. I fucking remember 8 years in goddamn jail.
Jesus.
And I was so scared about things like that. Sex play. I didn't want to get my butthole touched. And so this is a goddamn dream, man. I'm not even thinking normally. It's a goddamn dream. So I'm in the dream and I'm like on bail still. I like haven't gone in yet. And I'm drastically searching for somebody like to tell me that it's gonna be okay. Like for some reason, I think I remember seeing like Mac Dre, like just trying to find him and ask him like just trying to find somebody to tell me that it is okay. Like I was looking for that dude who says, "No, I'm dude. Nobody gets raped. It's all like a Hollywood invention or something like that." Like, and then it just didn't happen. I remember somebody at the end just said, "Yeah, dude, it's just fucked." And then I just remember about going into prison and then I woke up, which was the best wake up ever. You know that feeling? When you go into, like, a shitty dream, when you have a shitty dream,
well,
and you, like, hurt somebody, or
that
you feel guilty, or you, like, don't want to be somewhere, and you just goddamn wake up, and then it's just all...
I had that recently.
That shit is crazy. I can't remember what the fuck happened, but, yeah, tell your story.
I had a dream where I was in prison also a few weeks ago, and, like, but, like, the prison, it was, like, in the trenches or something, and, like, for some reason, like, I was in a cell with all these other people, and, like, the guards were taking the prisoners and killing them and eating them, and I was next or something.
Dude, those are some goddamn weird ones when there's something like pain. Like, that just reminded me, I had this really crazy, crazy dream. Like, a long time ago, I had this teacher, and we're just in this hotel room. I'm just sleeping with all these people, not like an orgy, but like I'm like literally sleeping in a bed next to him. It's a massive bed, like 12, 15 people. And this teacher that I had just came in with a machine gun, one of those old like what they have like from Medal of Honor, the Germans would have, and just start shooting us, just like shooting us in the back, and like it would just feel fucking weird. Like obviously we weren't like dying because that's crazy, but like. I was just getting shot, and I was thinking, like, damn, I just got shot, like a lot of times.
Shouldn't I be dead?
Yeah, this is just not chill. Like, I just do not want to be shot. It's just,
it was God, 9
millimeters, scare the shit
man.
Out of you.
All right.
Although, for the record, a psychic has told me that the reason that I have such crazy dreams is because I go to heaven every night. Every night, I go to heaven, and then I have a hard time waking up because...
I just can't believe that, man. I'm sorry. I'm not a believer.
That's what we kind of need to... All right, let's science this.
I'm sorry.
Let's Google this a little bit.
The reason is out. Like,
I just... Like,
I
don't
go
know,
to
man.
Heaven.
I'm all for people having, like, alternate beliefs if it helps them.
Alternate beliefs? Like, there's one thing to believe that maybe, like, yoga helps you out. There's another to think that, like, I go to heaven. And that's the reason that I can't wake up in the morning is because I'm in heaven.
I don't know, man. I just...
Hey, sorry, Jeebus. I can't... I gotta go back to Earth. Does not sorry, all you people that actually would think that would happen to me.
Yeah. Dude, do you ever get that when you, like, in the morning, you're waking up, but you realize you're awake, but you can't, like, function?
No, that's freaky.
Oh, paralysis?
Yeah, sleep paralysis.
That's from, it's because of the dopamine in your brain. Like, at night, the reason, like, when you're dreaming about fighting pirates.
I get it because of the dope in my brain.
Wow, thank you. What a clever joke from Kettle Chip Black. Yeah, dude, it's your dopamine that, like, your dopamine is what keeps you from, like, flopping around and having, like, sex with that girl.
That's its sole purpose. It keeps you from flopping around.
Really, dude, when you're sleeping. So you feel like your, like, eyes are open, but you're paralysis, dude.
Yeah, dude, I was fucking tripping out. Like, I woke up, and then I felt like I was kind of tired, so I went back to sleep, but I wasn't tired enough to go back to sleep.
Yeah.
But I was, like, in a state where I could not control, like, I
couldn't. So, like, were you trying to move?
Did you use your mental forces? I've used mental
forces. I was telling myself, like, I need to fucking wake up, and my eyes, like, wouldn't move. Nothing would move.
That's
like,
so scary.
Shit, I want to fucking wake up, and I can't do it, so I decided to,
what if, like, a serial killer came in your room? Were your eyes open?
Yeah, like, I could, they were, like, kind of half open, so light was getting in there, but I wasn't seeing, like, objects or anything. So, it was just, dude, it was the craziest shit ever.
Cereal. Like,
it was
cereal
awful,
killer.
Though. It wasn't good at all. Nico
used
like,
to get
awful.
It's scary.
It was,
you know, a lot of people get that sometimes. Yeah, there are people that get, like, really bad.
Yeah, dude,
there's a show, This American Life or something like that. It's all about sleep stuff. Dude, like, I had a lot of bad sleep problems, like, throughout my whole life, up until, like, probably a couple years ago, I fucking had,
he wet the bed until just recently.
No! No, you sports guests, Scritch Scratch does not wet the bed.
The camping trip was not fun at all.
Scritch Scratch don't wet the bed!
But seriously, I do have a funny story about camping and pee. So, I know this girl who was, sorry, I didn't mean to just cut
you off. No, you're not! We'll come back to it.
I didn't mean to just cut you off.
It's
I'm
okay.
Excited about the story, but this
we
girl,
back sports guests.
I know this girl who went camping with, it was like a couple's camping trip, so like two couples went camping, so two guys and two girls.
Ooh.
And this was a straight relationship, so the guys were, you know what I mean. So anyway, one of the girlfriends, actually one of the boyfriends, got up, was, like, super trashed, and they took, like, all these drugs and stuff, and they woke up, and they're in a tent camping somewhere. They took acid and shit, and the kid gets up in the middle of the night, the guy, and he pees on the other guy's girlfriend, because he, like, he thought...
he was drunk?
No, he just didn't even know where he was. He just pulled his pants down and started peeing on her face inside the tent. So
ew.
Her boyfriend just got up and clocked him, which
Whoa.
Was mildly deserved. No, no, because...
Where
like,
this is this funniness?
No, no, but listen. He, like... He asked him, he was like, before he punched him, he was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? What do you have to say for yourself? Because he knew he was drunk.
He
and
still
he was
asked
like,
that question.
I don't give a fuck. And then he just punched him.
Okay, well, you forgot a major part then. That is obviously a reason. If I were to get peed on, and I said, oh, dude, I totally get it. You probably was an accident. Even you're drunk, maybe. That's an accident.
That's why he
and
asked him, what do you have to say
I fully
yourself.
Understand.
Yeah.
And see, just you saying he just got up and clocked him makes no sense. But to say, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense. Which means that he literally just got up, saw, oh, there's a girl there. We're around forest. We're around wood. But I don't care. I'm still going to pee on this girl.
We're
and
around
then
wood.
Intentionally. There's a shitload of wood around. You're in the fucking forest, dude.
Dude, I still laugh real hard because, like, a while ago, Jordan and I were going with Megan Highway 420 Lockhart to Pine Mountain Lake.
Talk about and, me, by the way.
Yeah, like, we weren't sure if it was chill, if he could smoke there and stuff. So we were like, dude, we're not sure if you can smoke or whatever in the house. And he's like, I don't even give a fuck. And, like, the way he meant it was like, I don't care, like, I don't have to smoke. But the way it came out, it sounded like he didn't even give a fuck.
I don't care, I'll smoke wherever I want.
I don't even give a fuck.
Dude, but yeah, okay, so,
the way he said it was so funny.
That was a fun trip, dude. Yeah. You gotta have those ladies on there. God. Those are some nice ladies.
You gotta post a video, like an adjunct video of the dog jumping on Maggie.
Yeah, I gotta find a video, dude, because there's, on YouTube, I've noticed, it jumped, like, I don't know when it jumped, but between us putting on Infidel Training, look that shit up, Infidel Training, we had that a while ago.
Unless you're,
don't like very racist things. It's all this over comedy. But goddamn, what was I just talking about? Okay, on YouTube. They have, it jumped from whatever that was where we were able to get views. Now they have 48 hours worth of fucking video out of every goddamn minute.
YouTube does? Minute,
day, fuck, whatever it is. Still a fucking lot. Yeah, YouTube does. Wow. You get, like, overwhelming amounts of video footage. So, like, I made this video, and I was looking up, like, I was trying to look up my name or whatever, like look up if the name I was using would already be in there. And I'm just trying to use Video Store. It's the fucking name of it. It's Video Store. And
well, of course, I can see how that'd be taken.
Oh, it wasn't. It was not taken by a single person. Oh, I see
what you're saying. It's amazing that it wasn't
taken. No. This isn't even a thing. I do that. I make my name Video Store, which is a completely general name that, like, anybody can find. So I do that, and then I type in Video Store after it's done, just nowhere. Like, you can't find anything. Like, apparently you can't type in just the name of something in
YouTube. Oh, you have to be so specific now?
You have to be, like, yeah, you have to be, like, super specific. Or I'll type in even, like, the exact name, like, Sir Stanley and Everett, and it'll be just nothing. Just Sir Stanley wins golf.
How's Sir Stanley doing?
He's chilling. He's acquiring a couple boys.
It's
Sir Stanley. You
want to
see it?
It's Super Stanley. What? Oh, you say who's Stanley?
Yeah.
Oh, Stanley is this puppet I have, and I make these videos with him and this little boy.
He makes videos where he tries to molest boys.
I do not molest him in the video. I try to pick him up. And they're not real boys. They're puppets. I am officially not a molester, pedophile, whatever, except in creativity. I molest the shit out of creativity.
No, not to be conceited.
I mean, like, yeah, that is really weird. Okay, so
dude, I'm not making fun of you, but your handwriting is really
handwriting is really shit. We're looking at this calendar I have over here, but it's also because every time I write on that calendar, I'm really high.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say, because this is your smoking room. So.
Yeah. So all right. So my sleeping problems, dude. I for like forever until I was a couple years ago. Like I was saying. I would not have trouble sleeping through the night, but I would constantly be goddamn scared of sleeping. Like, I'd be scared of, like things like, okay, what if some crazy Dracula person comes in through my room held quietly, and I'm not awake, and I don't know, he, like, fucking bites me or some shit like that, or,
So you're scared of the dark?
Well, no, not so much that.
You were scared of the dark.
Okay, I was scared for a long time in my life, and then I got scared of the next day. I think it was, like school and that shit, like I would be super scared of, like...
Like, you were so depressed about the next day that you didn't want to wake up, that you didn't
I didn't want to go to bed, because I knew as soon as I went to bed, then I would have to wake up and go to school, you know, me, you dig? Like, it starts at, like, fucking 8 o'clock. So if I'm gonna get up hella early and then go to school and deal with it for like 8 fucking hours.
Jesus.
Like, we don't even get paid as kids. Dude, yeah. Looking on that now, like, I get paid minimum fucking wage, but I at least get some goddamn money. I don't learn.
I hear you.
I like learning. Not like my learning. My Stanford classes and no, fuck Berkeley.
Have you guys ever heard of this fucking like kids book called Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark? Is the most horrifying book. Like, if you...
Are you talking about from being in second grade in the library or now?
Dude, I'm serious. This, like, actually scared the shit out of me. It's called Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, and it's like... Even, like, you don't even need to read the stories. The pictures were horrifying. Like, they were all, like... I can't even explain it, but, like, you just gotta check it out. You'll read them.
The pictures are horrifying?
No, you seriously, like, I will buy this book for you. I'll probably just rent it from the library.
Yeah, we've got a lot.
I'll give it to you, and you read it at night, and you will come to me and be like, I shit my pants. Five.
They're
times.
All the same story.
No, dude. They're not, dude.
Like, I look on, like, I had,
this one was really scary.
My step-grandma, yeah, my Oma, she gave me, she just, like, unloaded all these books on us, and they just have another book like that. Scary Stories to Tell at Sleepovers or whatever. You look in there, and it's, like, written by him, and it is, it's, like, the fifth copyright because it's been in all of these other Scary Stories books, and, like, Super Scary Stories, Treasure Hunting Scary Stories, like, all these things. Just mix and match.
Scary Stories
goddamn
on
stories.
The moon.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Putt-Putt goes to the moon and has to suck dick for crap.
How did you... Turns out the moon is a big crack rock.
It turns out that they're now excavating 24/7 for as many crack minerals.
That's why the leprechaun went into space.
What? are you talking about?
You've never seen Leprechaun in space?
Where's Leprechaun in
Leprechaun
space?
Leprechaun in the movie Leprechaun, where the Leprechaun goes out and kills people?
Leprechaun in the hood?
Leprechaun
yeah, in
the
hood?
Yeah, Leprechaun in the hood, Leprechaun in space.
He went, oh!
It's like
I
a Leprechaun that kills people.
I haven't seen, I
and
saw the cover.
The guy with a pogo stick, dude. Like,
what?
He goes into this pawn shop and like he jumps on the guy and he falls down and then he jumps on a pogo stick and kills him.
That's actually
it.
Super terrifying! That's really
crazy. It was like
messed up.
It was about the story about how this boy and his like retarded brother try and save it. Like what? I mean try and kill the leprechaun. It's just a ridiculous movie.
Hey Johnny, hand me that hammer.
Alright, we're just being insane.
Yeah, this is alright, wow. That's fucked up. I take that back. Sorry, all you podcast people.
Don't even say
people.
It. No, I thought you were gonna say something.
What? I tend to not like digging myself dirtier graves.
Jesus. But seriously, I wonder what would happen if it turned out that the asteroid belt was just crack.
Just sent off with surplus crack.
Crack rocks.
We have too much crack here on Earth. It's like diamonds. They've got too much. Ridiculous, dude. Oh my god. So you know that,
I want to get some brewskis. You want a brewski?
Yeah, dude, I would love a brewski.
I think there should be kind of...
And then if an asteroid came into the atmosphere and it burned up, everyone would get high on crack.
It's ridiculous. Alright, so speaking of brewski, I remember, did you ever see Mystery Men?
What's it about? I think I did.
Mystery Men was with Ben Stiller and...
I might have.
William H. Macy, who's a boss. The dude with the mustache in Fargo. You never saw Fargo? Oh, you're missing out, dude. That's a great fucking
never
movie.
Seen it.
Fargo is the shit. What the fuck was I talking about before that? Okay, Mystery Men. Alright, so in Mystery Men, oh my god. Okay. they're like this crack team of like almost like fun, they have all funny skills. Like one guy's the shoveler. Like he's good with like shovels, so he like hits people with shovels
so
and shit.
So it's, yeah.
It's like, it's like supposed
it's
to be.
It's like an Austin Powers and the guy kills people with Lucky Charms.
Exactly, okay, that's a good analogy. So in that, at one point they just go with like the bad guys all in there, and he's just talking to like all of these like his random henchmen or whatever are like fraternity jocks, which I only know now. And he's like, "Come on in, gentlemen, bring your brewskis while I tell you about my evil plan." And for like 5 years, I would always ask what brewskis was. Like I'd make joke like, "Yeah, come on, let's go in the other room. Don't forget your brewski." And I just would have no clue what the fuck they're talking about. I'd constantly get in trouble. John, get your room! Can't talk shit!
Your mom would send you away?
Yeah, dude. She'd send me to military school for saying brisky too much.
I went there once.
Talking about Mystery Men. You see Mystery Men?
Oh, wait, no. I haven't seen that one. It's a good guy. I heard about it, though.
It's a good goddamn movie.
Speaking of a good goddamn thing, these Budweiser cans are now decorated with, like, almost Confederate-looking decorations.
Yeah, they're dedicated with America.
Yeah, it's
oh like, yeah,
the fucking American flag one.
Yeah,
so it's
you gotta represent America.
Yeah, you gotta buy them basically, and you gotta sponsor us, Budweiser.
It's so American.
Dinner at sports guests. Dinner at Jacob's place. Chug. Sponsored by Bud.
Yeah.
12 fluid ounces of heaven.
I don't know. They don't call us more. They need to hit us up for our things. Oh my god, alright, so I learned, I'm a curious motherfucker. I was learning this, about this story. There's this, there was this guy in 1970, named Richard Taylor, and he got the bright idea for those things in bathrooms where you, like, push through the dispenser thing and soap comes out, you know? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I can't believe someone had to invent that.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, okay, well, that's part of the story, okay? He, you know what I'm talking about. There,
dispensers.
Like, yeah, okay, soap dispensers. There you go. Okay, that's all you need to say. Okay, so when this guy thought of this plan, he figured it's going to get fucking popular if I make these things. So, exactly, everybody had made, they've been around for, like, ever. Pumps have been around since, like, civilization, and, like, all the cleaning supplies have already been around. So he figured, I don't know what I'm going to do. So, what he did to stop these big fucking companies from taking over the business, what he did was he took $12 million, which is more than the net worth of his company at the time, which was called Minnetonka, which is a sick name for a company, and spent it all on the little plastic tubes that you'll need to make the little dispensers shoot out the soap. Like, they're all, like, really tiny, and there's only one kind, and in 1970, there were only two companies that made these little things. So he spent $12 million buying 100 million of these little plastic tubes.
What?
and just spent the whole time just taking over the fucking market.
Well, why couldn't he just get a patent?
Because what I'm saying is those little tubes, the tubes have been around since like civilization started. So you can't patent tubes.
Used to make them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So all these other companies, these big what? I'm just kidding. Yeah, you just threw that little tidbit in. And so he took all these things for like 2 years, so nobody else could get them. Took over the market. Ended up selling what is now Soft Soak. That's what he changed the name to, really? Which is still around for $62 million fucking dollars, dude.
I just don't understand though, because like $61 million. He doesn't have to patent the tube. He patents the apparatus that you push and soap comes out.
Well, like, there wasn't enough stuff.
And why couldn't the companies that make tubes just make more tubes?
Because there's only two, because, like, that's where...
Then they get more money when he gives them $12 million. They open up a new factory and they make shit.
But it takes a while to fucking open up a new factory.
So what, it takes 6 months and then he has the monopoly for
6 months? This is fucking... Not just everything. This isn't now. This isn't, like, greedy corporation.
I'm just saying,
that's $12 million,
dude. I just don't understand.
$12 million in 1970 to make tubes for fucking, like, 2 years... Like, I'm chill. I don't need to fucking, like, do that shit.
I'm just that's fucking
smart. That's a good though. Point, though. I don't know why, like, S.C. Johnson or whatever. Johnson & Johnson would just buy their own fucking factories. But you know what? It probably was because it's 1970 and they don't.
Of course, back then it was Johnson & McCachney.
What the fuck? Are you serious? The fuck is Johnson & McCachney?
Because Johnson came later after McCachney and Johnson had a...
Are you being really serious right now? Wait, so you're telling me that there was a second random Johnson that came and took over the spot of another dude?
A second random Johnson?
What is funny about that?
Because it's another word for dick.
I understand that. I don't this vague represent thing that you were maybe talking about dick joke, but it's just... Nobody ever used that. Yeah, take out your Johnson, yeah? Give me some celery, yeah?
Yeah, see, well, see, give me a Johnson.
Well, take him into this stock market thing, huh? Nobody knows about this shit. Alright, what?
Alright, well...
So what is this Johnson and McCachney shit? Are you serious? Fuck you, dude! They're gonna turn out that you think all this shit's bullshit. McCachney's the worst name, but it's like... It's fucking 1920, dude. Everybody has anything name.
Oh my
people
God.
Were named fucking Franklin. And Garfield are the same.
I'm sure people are named Franklin today.
No, they aren't, except for, excuse me, this is not racist,
Franklin
smart black
turtle.
Dudes. Smart black dudes are still named Franklin. That's the only dudes I've met that are still named Franklin. But other than that, fuck that. Yeah, dude, smart black dudes that wear vests and are six balls. Other than that, no.
Do you
no Franklin.
Have you ever met someone named Queequeg?
Queequeg? Are you just throwing out names now?
No, guess who Queequeg is.
Who?
He's the Native American sailor on Moby Dick, in the book Moby Dick.
Queequeg? That is the most random shit ever!
I know, well...
Queequeg! Alright, if we got a Queequeg, hit us up.
Any Queequegs in the house? Queequeg listeners.
Yeah. Comment us, say I'm the Queequeg. It'll work out. It'll all be good. God damn it. Okay, but you want the reason that the Native Americans, like, Queequeg probably means something like in English, it gets translated, but the reason that all of them are named like Sitting Bull or like Rushing River, whatever the fuck it would be, is Native American woman, they would have their babies in the teepee. Okay, they'd have their kids. They'd flush them out and out of their uteruses, and then they'd go in the teeps, and then they would carry their babies until they saw something. So if they saw a Sitting Bull, boom, Sitting Bull. They had their.
But what
they,
if like the first thing? How do they judge the first thing they see? Like, what if they like saw some grass? Like the first thing everyone would see
growing
is like, some grass.
Grass
or like some
growing grass.
Or, like, what if she saw like some placenta leaking out?
Bloody sack.
Placenta grass.
This game fucking gross. But this is the important thing. The first unusual fucking thing. A Sitting Bull is a little more unusual than ugly dude sitting in my teepee.
Why is that guy in the teepee anyway?
Because he's fucking her, obviously.
Wow, man.
I mean, like, how does that baby have a baby?
They would carry him until the first name worthy given to view.
Yeah, first thing.
So what if the first thing she saw was, like, a guy
that
named
turd.
Sitting Bull? Quiet.
He's lying in her ass.
Poo-poo old.
White poo.
Like
that
white
dog poo.
I don't know if they were that... Okay, they were very advanced.
Quiet. Petrified poop. All right,
this is getting outrageous. Okay, all right, I'm changing the fucking subject.
Wow.
Did you see Cowboys and Aliens?
No, did you?
Yeah, dude, what a fucking shitty movie.
Really?
What a shitty goddamn movie, dude. This, okay, bad. Something I was thinking is today.
Is it one of those movies that you go see and you just feel gypped?
Fuck yeah! It's exactly 100% the words they should use for a review. Really? When they say for a movie, mesmerizing. Never wanted to stop watching.
Eber and Robit calls it.
Out of five. I got gypped. Dude, last summer, I remember, I was thinking about Inception's now on HBO. I was watching Inception, and I was thinking, this came out last fucking summer. Over the summer, everybody wanted to see fucking Inception. Yeah. The summer before that, everybody wanted to see Iron Man. This summer, what was good that people wanted to see?
Wait.
Cowboys and Aliens, people were excited
Harry
for.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter had the second biggest drop-off in its second week of how many people went to the movie in blockbuster history.
Didn't Planet of
it lost like $100 million in terms of how much, $160 million first weekend, between $35 and $60 million the next week.
But couldn't it be that just the like, biggest drop off ever? Such a fanatical movie that everyone saw it right away? Like,
well, no, that's what they're saying is that most of their fans were from the book. Like, everybody, obviously, who like really cares about it is going to go that first fucking night.
So did it break the opening night record?
Yeah.
It did? It did. Yeah.
See, that's a lot of movies now are doing that, but they're not like keeping it up because they fucking suck. So, dude, Cowboys and Aliens is horrible. They, for example, like, I noticed it without ever seeing the movie. I thought it was kind of weird when the producer thing, normally it says, like, produced by, it'll be like, a person, two people. It has rows of, like, five people. Next thing, produced by five people, produced by five people. Normally there's, like, five, six people creatively working on a film saying, this should be in there, that fucking shit, we should have a little butterfly sucking dick.
I don't know about that, man.
Okay, that's wrong. And so, in this, they had fucking 20 people deciding little fucking things, and you could see it, because...
Wasn't it Michael Bay and Steven Spielberg?
No, Steven Spielberg, yes, John Favreau, the dude who made Iron Man.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was,
No, it's definitely John Favreau. Oh. So, dude, they just gave fucking Daniel Craig a little fucking dog to, like, go around this whole time. He's, like, this badass dude who fucking, like, robs banks and kills people and shit. And he just wakes up, yeah, I got my dog. Like, a random dog just, like, constantly, like, likes him. Weird. Oh, that's cool. They just add in this little kid. This little goddamn kid just sucks. But I did work at the cafe with this woman whose son did animation for it.
Really?
So, whatever, if you're listening, hit me up. Teach me how to do that.
My uncle did all the sets for Spy Kids.
Really?
Yeah.
He really did?
My uncle's in like...
Get me the fuck on set!
He's done other movies. Well, that's the guy who gave you the Ernest
Hemingway. Oh, really?
They offered him to do Ernest Hemingway, to do...
Hemingway and Gellhorn.
Yeah, and he didn't want to take it, because it's not like his type, I guess. I don't know.
It's not big enough.
He's done a whole bunch of big movies, but yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous. Yeah, hook me up, dude. I gotta be on set.
The thing is, I don't really know him that well, but the next time I see him, he lives in Santa Rosa. Well, he's my uncle's brother. Sorry, I didn't mean to say my uncle.
Okay, well, it's not that big of a lie. Still, technically, your uncle. He's your uncle.
I mean,
he's kind of.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. You know what? Just tell him that I have won an Oscar already, and then he should totally work with me. And then just tell him not to check Google. Just be like, dude, Google's not working today. And then you just won't check it. And then, they're closed. They're closed today. Google closes every once in a while.
China blocked them from the...
We attack you back.
God wow.
Damn. That's not that racist of a voice,
man,
dude. I was just thinking, I'm going to go a lot more racist. I got a fucking haircut today. I wanted to talk about that, dude. I'm not trying to say any, like, it's not a racist thing. I'm not trying to be racist, but like.
About half the population.
Look, there's some people, like my haircutter, okay, going for a haircut, and she'll talk, like she'll talk in such a deep accent that I can't really understand what she's saying. Like something like that. And it's one thing to not speak the language, but she's been here for like 10, 15 fucking years. So, okay, it still makes just so erroneous sense.
But
it's not just that. It's I'll speak Spanish or something, but it's the fucking same. If I go to, like, Italy or something like that, I'm trying to speak Italian for a while, I won't. But I'm just saying is if I lived there for 15 fucking years, then wouldn't eventually I just start naturally speaking, like, Italian?
Unless they only associate with their own, with people of their own origin.
That's fucking true. If I was an expatriate in Italy, I would not sound.
Yeah, you would hang out with, like, other Americans.
Should be weird in Italy.
Yeah.
I'm not dying.
Especially because their leader, like, didn't he, like, sexually assault someone or have an affair or something?
Who are you talking about?
Berlusconi.
Oh, are you talking about France?
No, Berlusconi.
Yeah, I know. He's from France.
No, it's Nicolas Sarkozy.
You're right. God damn it, I just had a flop.
I think Berlusconi got, like, accused of hiring a prostitute who was under 17.
Whatever happened about that? They don't talk about that shit anymore.
I think, like, he just got off.
No, dude, they did. That's fucking weird, dude. They just stopped talking about that. I completely forgot about that. You're right. No. What happened was they talked about that shit in combination with that woman coming out and saying that he, like, sexually assaulted her than me.
No, that's a different one. That's,
Oh, that's Dominique Strauss-Kahn. Fuck,
yeah,
dude.
He was the World
there
Bank.
There are so many people was getting caught for shit like this. Yeah, IMF. He was gonna run for fucking, France, I think.
Well, not anymore. The sad thing is, but they let him off. There was no conclusive evidence, because what happened was the maid, after she claimed, like, she cleaned a room after the incident in which...
somebody told me that, and I was like, oh, fuck, okay, so then it must be wrong. But then another thing I was thinking is, if you get goddamn raped, and you're first off a foreign, it wasn't even like she was French, she was like foreign, I think, or something like that. A foreign country, and you're a goddamn maid, which is already on a, like, you know, lower pedestal, not like yourself, but like the job, and there's the fucking dude who's in charge of a monetary, or is in charge of like a bank, where the fuck he was at the time. He's a powerful dude. You get goddamn raped. First off, a lot of rape victims don't even tell people
in
the beginning, and second, he's goddamn powerful. If you do anything like this, like, I'll fucking kill you, or I'm gonna hurt you, or she felt intimidated, like, I might just go into the next room or try to think that didn't happen. Like shit.
I agree with you, but I think it could go either way.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm just saying, it's not to me anymore a she's fucking lying. It's definitely something I'm not saying, oh, he raped her or he sexually assaulted her for sure. I'm just saying is it doesn't, that's not good enough for me.
Whole incident is just sad regardless, because it's sad if he actually did do something to her and he got off, and it's sad if he didn't and she was actually just a bitch.
And his career is fucked.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
People, like, that's what I've seen so much now. I'm sure it never was any different in the 1700s, but, like, as soon as somebody says, like, this person, put that on the headline, like, you put, allegedly, this dude sexually assaulted somebody, she says it, he's done immediately. Like, immediately people are like, fuck that guy! Fuck that guy! like, kill him, you know? It's just, I mean, I'm not saying he didn't do it, I'm not sticking up for him, it's just people definitely condemn people, like, right away.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Are you gonna watch the new 2.5 Men?
I don't know, dude. I kind of want to see, like, at least one.
Did you ever watch any of the old ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you watch enough to find, like, to turn?
Yeah.
Because in the beginning, I was like, this is actually kind of a cool show. And then eventually, he literally just acts like himself in, like, that naive, I have to learn something that normal people learn very early in life about love. Like, oh, really? If I just don't cheat on them, a girl will stay with me? If I don't drink all day, I won't get DUI. If I hang out with a kid, I might learn some morals. Like, come on. Like, he's just a fucking asshole. Yeah. And, like, a show. And eventually it gets really boring because Alan or whatever is funny. He's, like, the only one on the show that's cool, and he gets no time. Every story is about Charlie. Yeah.
You know what show I've been watching recently is Modern Family. Have you guys ever seen that?
Yeah, dude.
You don't like
everybody
it.
Fucking...
You don't
everybody
like it?
Loves it. I have a problem with it, dude.
Why?
I feel like it is sitcom-y. And what I mean by that is I feel almost like Eddie Haskell-y. In Leave It to Beaver, he was not just nice to parents. He was nice to the point where it was bubbly and, like, he was saying the things that parents wanted to hear. And for me, I feel like it's a sitcom where they're writing it, and they're like, oh, yeah, this is definitely what people who are in, like, a family, like, who are in, like, a family want to hear, as opposed to, oh, this shit is funny, it's, goddamn.
I don't know,
dude, you know what I'm
saying? I feel like if you watched
it, no, I watch it, I'm not saying I don't, I just mean, okay, here's an example of what I'm talking about.
Modern Family?
No.
All right, so I've seen some episodes. So there's, like, this the Spanish girl. You probably know her. She's, like, famous now. Sofia Vergara. She's a good actress. I have nothing against her. But the writing of this joke is, like, these parents, like, this gate or something wouldn't open, and they had to get to their kid's graduation.
That
so
was
like,
the funniest episode.
So some of it was funny. Okay, there's a couple funny characters, but a lot of the jokes, my point is, like, they're like, oh, how are we gonna get there? We're gonna have to run. The Sofia Vergara, she runs out with this little bike, and she's like, hey, you could take this. And they're like, no, there's no way we can get it, we can take it, you know, we can get over the wall. And she's like, take it anyways, you know. And, like, I guess that's funny, but it's funny in a way where it's like written to please sitcom, you know? Like it's like it's like a, I don't know, I just feel like it's a super sitcom line. You're right, like,
I think you're judging the show.
Moms are gonna love this, you know? Like, dude, like soccer moms who live who are with their kids are like, oh yeah, I totally agree with that, you know?
Okay, or just like, but you meet then, you, so you don't think it's funny then, but like a lot of America does.
I'm not saying that, I'm not saying it's a bad show.
The first time I saw the show, I thought it was retarded. I thought like Megan Highway 20 Lockhart's whole family showed it to me, and like they were like, "What'd you think?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, that was really good." And like I was like, ridiculous. I never wanted to watch it again. I thought it was the stupidest shit. And then I watched it a few more times, and now I love it.
Look, some of them are good. I just have. I admit that was a
stupid joke, and I remember hearing that and being like, "What? That doesn't make any sense."
I just feel like some of the jokes. But then after that, some are good. The dad is fucking awesome.
The dad is fucking.
The mom is hot as balls. The Mexican lady can be funny sometimes, but I have such a problem with that little kid, that little
with Manny,
their kid. Yeah, Manny, little
Manny.
I fucking hate that kid so much. I feel like he encompasses what my point is about this sitcom-y shit. Like,
but what about him, after?
Like, he's a funny, chubby little kid. Give him the little chubby kid joke. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I just have. I don't know. I guess I've just watched way too many fucking sitcoms. That, like,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's just, you know? I don't know. I think it's a funny ass show. It's like.
Just reminds me of like it seemed like jokes they would need a laugh track for almost, you know.
But there is no laugh track.
I understand that. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. No, it definitely does. And like you couldn't have the part with the dad. I'm not saying all the time. I'm just saying some of the jokes seem like they should have a ha ha ha, you know, like behind them, you know. But it is a good show. I'll give it that. You know what's fucking better? You watch 30 Rock.
30 Rock is funny.
30 Rock is the shit. If you watch it enough, it's one of those shows where it's like it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Where, like, every little part of it has, like, gems in it,
that's
you know?
That's Tina
like,
Fey, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen
Tina
Baby Mama?
Tina Fey is smart as fuck, dude. She's not great at
Baby Mama?
No, I
don't. It's pretty funny.
Because I don't know how I feel about Tina Fey as an actress. I don't think she's the funniest actress, but she is the funniest person. In terms of, like, writing, she writes all 30 Rock. Yeah. And, like, the things even she, like, says in the show are, like, funny, but I just don't think that she's, like... But
well, I think
what the fuck am
Baby
I saying,
Mama.
Dude? She's Tina Fey. I'm Scritch Cratch. What the fuck am I saying, dude? She's got how many fucking followers on Twitter?
You realize now her lawyers are going to shut this podcast
off. Oh, yeah. I'm sure. This is First Amendment rights, fucker. Me and my Tea Party bros are going to come back at you.
Me and my
M16.
Or Tina Fey's.
Tea Party bros.
So that's fucking weird.
You know, Jordan, is that how you used to reach the potty?
What are you talking about? These people can't see anything. They don't know what you're talking about. The sports guest too. No, there's a stepladder, dude. It's an outside gardening stepladder.
It just
obviously.
Looks like a Fisher Price stepladder.
You know what? It actually fucking does.
Well, it's not like those big bubble letters on
it's
it.
It's green.
Know?
It's green. One of those kid greens. Hey, grab me another one too, Tim.
No, I'm good.
Another one of them briskies. God damn it. Do you ever meet people that are going to the elementary school that you went to?
Mm-mm.
You've never met like a kid that
I
like,
don't think I ever have, no.
Really? And then they ask you like they'll ask you like, oh, what teacher did you? Do you remember this fucking teacher? And you just like lie and say you do.
Why don't you just tell them? Why can't you tell them the truth?
Because it's gonna make that kid's fucking day, dude.
They're human.
There's
too,
nothing
man.
More my number one thing. Ever in any day, if I could have a good thing, is to make somebody's goddamn day. Like, if I just even in a small little way, just like let somebody go, you know, like around there, and like be like, oh, that's hell sick, you know? Fucking makes me goddamn happy. So if I had to tell a kid, hey, do you remember Miss Forrest, who's actually one of our teachers, and I had to say, no, I don't remember, you know, who the fuck she was, then you know what? She's like, oh, okay, that sucks. We didn't connect. I didn't connect with. What am I ever gonna see a 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old kid again?
So what,
are
you just gonna fucking lie?
Yeah.
And what happens when they find out that she's a new teacher, dude? And they, you look like an idiot.
Then the mom says, "Oh, maybe he was confused. He probably had one of the other teachers, and she still feels connected to Scritchcraft."
Why don't you say, "No, I didn't, but I did have this person."
Then what if she says, "I have no clue that is."
How
the
fun
connection.
Is that slide? How
because
fun
these are kids!
Toy.
Kids do not, are not going to go look up on Google, or even in their schools.
This has nothing to do with looking up Google. You just tell
rate
them,
my
like,
professors.
You
I'm
tell
sorry,
them, like, dude, you
professors.
Should check out that slide. Or, like, dude, there is.
You should check out that slide?
They used to hide fake gold in this patch or something, and they'll go find
when
it.
When was there fake gold?
Was at my school, like, we had Pioneer Day, and so they painted rocks gold with spray paint, and they hid them in this little dirt patch.
That's so cool.
So, for 3 years, and, like, for it was only for Pioneer Day, and, like, they'd give us shovels, and there'd be gold, but, like, for three years after that, we used to just go there and dig up the gold that was left. It was awesome.
You find the gold afterwards?
Yeah, for 3 years after. Because they put so much of it there that we would just, like, dig through and we'd find the gold.
Between that and your glitter hunting, you just... Yeah. So much goddamn fun.
Do our sports fans know about that?
These are sports guests. The glitter thing, hunting for glitter. You didn't hear about this?
So when I went to preschool at St. Paul's preschool, and there was this big tan bark patch, and I used to just beg the... They were all nuns who ran the preschool.
With the headdress and shit?
Yeah, so I'd be like, Sister Mary, you know, please, let's get the glitter. And she'd get glitter and sprinkle it in the tan bark, and I would just go find it all. That was, like, what I liked to do.
Straight up glitter?
That was just what I had. It was, like, gathering
glitter. Oh, got it.
Dude, you must have just been so happy.
So, holy speaking shit. Of glitter, have you guys ever seen the movie Twilight?
Yeah. Well, why would you say... Oh, okay. Why would you say... See, I'm not even gonna... Okay.
Because I saw it as the stupidest thing. Like, I watched the movie... Which is completely ridiculous. And, like, there's one... Like, the vampires in the movie, like, when they go in the sun, the only way that, like, the reason they can't go in the sun is that they glitter. Have you seen
it? Are you serious?
Yeah, like, he goes in the sun, and he's like, this is why I can't be in the sun. And he just starts glittering all over. Like,
so you're saying that his point is, people are going to see me on stage when I'm stripping, glittering, and I'm like...
Yeah, well, he can't go in the sun because they glitter.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a... It's like putting on your headlights, basically. It doesn't break your car. Yeah. It just shows off that you're there. That's what it does. Just makes you glitter. Like, yeah, the glitter doesn't blow him up.
No, he just glitters.
That's fucking retarded!
He's like the Wicked Witch of the West, and he, like, just melts or some
what?
Shit.
What? Like, so ridiculous. Oh, dude, by the way, the Night Witch was a goddamn psychopath, dude.
Really?
She just, think about those slippers that she gave to Dorothy. They were off the dead witch. She just goddamn took slippers and threw them off, and, excuse me, she sent her off on this mission to go kill the other witch, yes? Yes. Okay, got that witch killed. Yeah. But, this whole time, at the end, as you remember, she says, if you want to go home, all you do is, at the very end, she says, just slap your slippers 3 fucking times. But she got the slippers from the very beginning, so why didn't she just say, hey,
because
slap
it was a
these.
Journey of self-discovery for Dorothy.
What the fuck is that, dude?
Did you know that in the Wizard of Oz, there's a part where they go through a poppy field and they all fall asleep?
Yeah, dude. There's like.
Did you see the midget hanging thing? That's a false thing.
No.
You don't even know what I'm talking about. Like,
I've heard of it.
Scene,
I've heard of this.
There's one scene thing. Where like you see this rope like something falling in the background, like swinging. And the rumor was that like one of the Yum Yums or whatever the fuck.
The Munchkins.
What the fuck is a yum yum? One of the Munchkins hung themselves on set, but really it was just like some animal jumping across.
That's ridiculous, yeah. Dude. Speaking of hanging, it's very dark. Have you heard about this dude? You want to not do that? Probably people on the podcast. I listen podcast. Probably
I got a text.
No, but can you? Is there any term like the vibration?
Yeah, sorry.
Like, I'm not talking about text. Okay, dude, there was this guy, like this mogul, like this pharmaceutical mogul. He's like fucking rich as balls. And so probably a month ago this happened. His kid, unfortunately, 6-year-old kid, unfortunately fell downstairs in their house while he was there. Fucking got critical injuries and then days later died. The next day...
Do you know what company he works for?
No, it's a big one. Like, he makes a fucking lot of money. And... The next day, his, like, superstar girl, I mean, like, girlfriend, banging, looking, she's found dead, hanging from her balcony, hung. And this is the part that doesn't make sense, okay? They say, like, oh, well, like, we don't really know if it's suicide or death. Both her hands and her feet were tied. They were both bound, and she was naked.
What?
She was hanging over the courtyard, like hanging down in the middle of her fucking courtyard. Like, how the fuck do you do that? Like, why would you... I get your hands...
she didn't want to be able to... Like, she wanted to go through with it. She didn't want
to okay,
actually...
then why the fuck would you tie your legs?
So that you couldn't struggle and get yourself free. Because if you didn't tie your legs, she could swing up like
and
an
why
acrobat.
Is she naked?
Because she wanted to be naked. I don't know. She didn't...
Everything. Nothing is...
It makes more of a statement. Like, I'm going to hang myself with my stuff hanging. I don't know.
I'm just saying my feeling about that is it wasn't even as much... that you couldn't do that, that it was impossible for that to happen, as much as why the fuck would you go to that trouble of taking the middle of your courtyard, which is a place right out in the open, hanging yourself like that, being naked, and then tying both of those. But she didn't need to make a statement about anything because they were both, like, happy. And she was mourning the shit out of that kid.
Their son just died, dude.
But it wasn't their son. She was, like, he, like, had in a previous marriage. And I'm saying, who the fuck gets that? I understand. Hey, I fully understand people. I had a cousin die one time. Like, I fully understand, like, the trauma of losing somebody. But I'm saying is, when the fuck does somebody get naked, tie themselves up, and hang themselves from the middle of the courtyard?
When she has psychological problems.
She would, but one of the biggest things that you'd have to think about that I feel is impossible not to think about is what you're doing to that person. His son, not her son, died. She's mourning more for, well, obviously for the kid, but even more probably for him because he just lost his blood son. So she would have to think, if I'm going to kill myself, that I'm taking away. What people think is, I'm going to have to leave here. I'm going to have to leave these people. There's no way that if she kills herself.
You're making some assumptions here, though. You're making an assumption that the stepmother didn't care for the son like it was her own son.
Okay.
What if it was she raised him?
That's perfectly fine.
Can love the child
just like
a mother.
That's fine. But what mother have you ever heard of that got naked and hung herself because her kid died?
People
go fucking crazy. What have you heard in the ghetto? How many fucking kids die in the goddamn ghetto? I always see moms going crazy, grieving. Never seen more grieving over that, as there should be. But I've never heard of a gun to the face. Her son died. She was found hanging. She hung herself because her son died. I couldn't go through with this. I've got to go forward for him? Like for example, my uncle...
You can't make sense out of something that's not rational.
My point is, like, something like this. My uncle, who was, like, the sickest dude ever, he died a couple months ago, or 6 months ago, unfortunately. And what everybody is thinking when you lose, when we lost something important like that, son, is that you want to live a better life because that person's not there. I don't want it to be in vain that, like, that person died and stuff like that. Like, the son died. Oh, I have got to do better. I've got to be here for him. I've got to be strong for the husband, for him. I've got to, like, live a better life because that kid is now not here anymore. So I feel like it would be the opposite of thinking that I'm going to go take my life and further hurt this person, further just, like, end her life, you know, over this, you know?
What if this was the case? What if she was horridly suicidal, and the only reason she was, like, fighting to stay alive every day because she didn't want to set a bad example for the kid, and then the kid killed himself or died or whatever, and then she was like, I'm free, and then she killed
herself. Well, that would be something if that's
what
you saw.
We can sit here and make scenarios
all day.
I was
reading about this shit, said all of her, like, all the people that know, they said that wasn't the case, that she was, like, really happy.
So what you're getting at is that she was murdered.
That's what I'm getting at. Okay. Yeah, definitely. Especially look at this dude's face. Fucking weirdest face. He's not ugly. He's a fucking weird looking dude. And all I'm saying is that's a weird story. The two, okay? She didn't have a heart attack. She didn't find out she had cancer this week. Son fell downstairs, which, not saying anything, but that's kind of iffy in itself. And then she's found in a bizarre way of her being hung from a courtyard naked, bound hands and feet.
Yeah.
That is a little peculiar to me, you know? It could be the biggest goddamn coincidence in the history of coincidence, but if you look at it and it is a coincidence, wouldn't you say that is the biggest fucking coincidence in the history of coincidence?
It's fishy.
Yeah, like, it would not seem likely. All I'm saying is fucking, it's a little weird, dude.
It's a little fishy.
It's a little...
I think there will be an investigation.
No, there is being an investigation, but it's the same as that dude, Sean Horror. Sean Horror died after... Like the same week as
Sean Horror.
He was the whistleblower of the news of the world who like said that they were
hacking. Oh, I heard about
like
that. Yeah, did
he
die
the week? No. They found him dead. Apparently, he was on a lot of alcohol and drugs. They say, and that it was they ruled it non-suspicious. But the people who did the goddamn investigation are also being investigated for
fishy,
like what he whistleblew about. It's not like he whistleblew about that. And, like somehow it came out. He said like and. The Scotland Yard is getting fucking paid off.
Did you guys hear about this pit bull attack?
Yeah,
just randomly. Did you hear? So what happened was this pit bull attacked a pregnant mother, killed her, and in the process killing the baby as a result. And So the next, so the police found the dog and shot it as it approached them because they're not gonna fuck around with it. I don't mind. I'd fucking shoot it before it even approached me.
Yeah.
And so then in the morning, the husband. So now this I saw in the newspaper today. The husband forgives the dog. He says explicitly, I forgive the dog.
Well, I also heard that's fucked
dude,
up.
Dude, if a dog killed my wife, I would fucking kill the dog
I would too. I definitely would too. The only thing I'm saying is I read that article.
Have a dog in your house in the
first place. No, I fucking hate. I'm a cat person, dude. I fucking love cats. Cats won't do that shit to you. But what I'm saying is I read in there the guy said about that dog because it was their family dog that had never done something like that.
Doesn't
it was like
fucking that matter.
I'm not saying I would fucking shoot that dog too. That dog's fucking gone in the ground.
How could you
20 goddamn times? I don't understand that. No. I'm not saying I could never forgive a fucking dog. No. I could forgive anything. Fucking kills my fucking pregnant wife and unborn child. That is fucked up.
No,
but
he's a fucked up person.
He's a dog.
It's like no remorse.
He's a dog. Yeah. Oh no, he's no,
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 the husband. For
he doesn't have
the
no
dog.
Remorse. I'm just saying is that it's highly possible. Okay, it's one thing for you to say that like okay, Tyrannosaurus Rex. He's fucking nicest guy. One nicest guy we know, right? Okay. Now, if he goes out and fucking kills somebody, it's not like, oh, shit, you know, he, like, it's possible that he, like, he just kind of, like, that's what he does. Like, something in his nature kind of brought him there. He just fucking happened to kill somebody, you know? Like, I'm not saying this pit bull happened to kill somebody, but in a way,
if you kill my wife, I won't forgive you. I'm sorry, Tanner.
And you shouldn't, because it's not like people can do that. But
that's what I'm saying.
But, like in Rise of the Planet of the Apes, the animals can go fucking crazy if they're if they feel like they're being threatened, okay? In humans, you can. The only way Tay's gonna be threatened enough to fucking kill me is if I say, hey, Tay, you see this knife? I'm gonna kill you with this, okay? Then you should do something about this and we can talk about
it.
Please don't. Oh, yeah, this is a joke. I'm not actually gonna do anything to you, Tay. Don't worry, it's all good. You know, we're not gonna hurt each other. If I go up to a ape and near his babies and, like, tease it, like, oh, fake kick you, okay? Go, like, I'm not gonna kick you. And it's gonna kill me. The same
tape.
With this dog. Somehow might have smelled like the pheromones from the kid, or like that's fucked up. Probably
okay,
not.
So you forgive it? I don't know what you're.
I'm not
say,
saying it.
Dude.
I'm not making.
Okay, so we can explain why the dog
no,
did it.
I'm
fuck,
trying to say
dude.
Why he could possibly forgive it because it was fine the whole time, and it did one of those fucking. You know, crazy wild animal things. The dog's fucking dead.
Dude, it's a breed that consistently does this.
I know people say that, but where are you getting that from? I've heard that's like bullshit,
because
dude.
What other dogs maul people?
There are a bunch of dogs. They have some like genes in them. But
all
like,
I'm saying,
the
I'm not.
Dog
all I'm saying
them.
Is, I'm not getting a pit bull when I grow up. That's it.
Okay,
that's
but isn't
saying.
It in the
all
same
all I'm saying
way...
is, when I'm walking down the street and I see a pit bull, I get nervous. I'm sorry.
But isn't that the same?
I'm sorry
way
to stereotype,
saying, like,
but fuck it. I'm
isn't
sorry.
Isn't that the same as saying like,
I have
because
to
black dudes
myself?
Are commonly said as being like criminals that you don't want to fucking be around black dudes.
Yeah,
you
it's
don't
different.
Be
it's
black
a
dudes
dog,
all
dude.
Fucking
it's fucking. It has teeth and fucking.
But the same as most black dudes are not crazy like. Thugs and stuff, the same pit bulls, most of them are not killers.
Yeah, I agree, yeah. But just to avoid the chance that one is going to kill me or my friends or my dog, I'm getting the fuck
it's
away
a good
from
fucking
it.
Point. Alright, it's a good point.
Except
yeah,
pit bull
no,
puppies are really
sorry.
Cute.
You know what? Here is the point for all you sports guests. Just get a goddamn cat. Just get a goddamn cat.
Except don't get a mountain lion.
Why would you get a mountain lion? Did you hear about that mountain lion? It fucking walked 3,000 miles from goddamn Connecticut to... New Hampshire or some shit like that. It walked 3,000 to there until being fucking hit by a car.
I mean, there's mountain lions all
like, that's what's weird.
A
think
mountain
about
lion
that,
was on
it
CSM 3,
miles.
What?
Yeah.
They're around here. Yeah,
they shut down CSM campus because a mountain lion was on it.
But they, okay, but mountain lion is actually around here. This fucking walked 3,000 miles and they found them and they said, what the fuck is a mountain lion doing here? So they traced it from its shit 3,000 miles back, dude.
Dude, it's a mountain lion went into downtown Berkeley.
Turds.
Above Berkeley, there's like a big hilly area called Tilden Regional Park, I think. And a mountain lion went into downtown Berkeley. Like, just straight up went into
what?
Downtown Berkeley. Yeah.
That's fucking
holy
crazy.
Shit.
How do they act?
The police
like,
shot
towards
it.
People.
They're dangerous, but like, since... They kill people every once in a while.
But like, is it like babies where if I smile at them enough, they'll be like hella happy?
No, they
like,
generally they stay the fuck away from you. Like, you're lucky if you even see
that's
one.
What I've read. I've read,
yeah,
like, it's
they,
very rare.
Like, if you see one, the thing is, like, you even if they're going to attack you, you're not going to know it. Like, they'll hit you first, you know?
That's kind of cool. I'm definitely in favor of kill me before I realize it.
Yeah, but it sucks if you're in the wilderness, because it's like, you can't do anything about it.
Well, I can't do anything about it anyways. I'm in the fucking zoo, and this dude
jumps in Megan's ranch, there was this, like, groundskeeper. She has, like, a lot of land in the mountains in, like, Nevada, and he was up there just sitting down eating lunch, and he heard a brush, like, crack, and he heard, like, a twig crack, and he looked up. And there was a mountain lion's face just looking at, like, it was stalking him, and then it just disappeared. How freaky is that? And it was the only time he didn't bring it. He decided not to bring his gun up the mountain.
It's goddamn weird. I feel like that's a movie. I feel like, besides Cujo, there was movies like that. I feel like that they don't make anymore. It's a goddamn scary thing to be stalked by a beast.
We were sitting down at breakfast, and we're just, like, eating breakfast, and we hear a gunshot up the hill. And it turned out that, like, he was up there clearing brush and stuff, and a bunch of bears came down, and he had to shoot his gun to scare them away.
Why didn't you shoot one in the fucking face?
Because it's illegal.
It's illegal to shoot bears in the face even if they're coming at you?
Yeah. Well, if it's coming at you, I would shoot it anyway.
Right? Okay, so why don't you just say...
He wasn't trying to hurt him. They weren't trying to hurt him. He just wanted
to... This is what you do. You shoot the bear in the face. Yes, got the bear. Then you walk over to the bear, take a cool little photo. See, it was running after me. It held close to me. Like, I'm, like, a foot away.
I killed this motherfucker.
Evidence!
I would skin it and get inside it and, like, use it as, like, a suit.
What? That's so gross. What the fuck? Crawl back into town. Oh, you get shot, dude. You get shot so quick. You walk into town and that fucking
Nevada,
skin.
Everyone has a gun. Yeah.
Dude, all right. I was watching on CNN, the guy who just entered the race, Governor Rick Perry from Texas. And they're like, yeah, Governor Perry's awesome. Every morning when he's running around, when he's running his normal jog, he carries a laser-sighted pistol to protect him. Like, what the fuck? Why do you need a laser sight on your goddamn pistol?
That way you don't have to, like, look through the sights. You can just point the laser.
The lazy man's gun.
Dude, I would get a fucking laser. Gun. I would get a laser pointed pistol. Dude, he doesn't have time to learn how to shoot. He just wants to point the laser.
He does. Actually, obviously, he does shoot a gun.
Plus,
dude,
when he's giving, like, PowerPoints and shit, he can just use the laser
on
the gun.
Bam! Right up there.
As you can see, E equals MC squared.
And you in the crowd.
Please take off that hat.
Wow. All right. Well.
It's outrageous.
I'm down to get a laser sight because I'm gonna buy an M16 when I grow up.
Are you really gonna buy an M16?
I'm down.
I've shot one, dude.
I know, in Israel.
It's crazy.
My dad shot a Katyusha rocket.
Is that the Israeli one?
I don't know. It's like a Russian-made rocket.
Wait, an M16. Remind me what the fucking M16 is.
It's like your basic fat, like, rifle. It's like with the. It's like the U.S. military's, like, standard rifle. Oh,
that's sick.
Yeah, what happened was they told DARPA, like, defensive advantage, whatever thing.
Yeah.
People. Yeah, the fucking real people that make all the shit in the
US. No, that's what the RP stands for.
No, it's definitely not for real people.
Oh, it's for really...
No, dude, it's for, like, research projects, dude. You should fucking this up. They're, like, the hardcore people that make shit in the U.S. And they, the government was like, hey, we need a gun. We need a gun to go into to Vietnam. It was World War II, whatever. They just made it an M16. They just use it ever since. It's just the shit.
They remodeled it a few times, but...
Oh, they remodeled it.
It used to be... They did. It's
still a fucking M16, dude. I'm just trying to... They don't call it M16 and a half.
They actually did, because it used to be M16A1, and now it's M16A3, I believe.
Well, who calls it M16A3?
I'm just saying, man. I just... The point
is to enlighten people. I get the fucking M16.
I'm just enlightening people, all right?
Hi. Love you, Cal Chim. Dude, okay. Speaking of which, I, Join me? Okay. So, dude, this is just not working. 25?
15.
Okay. I never keep, what the fuck, your fucking hand signals.
I didn't want to just, that was funny cool. When we all just stopped talking, like, we all just stared at each other.
Yeah. To find signal sports, guess he just, never mind, forget that. Okay, dude, so you, I never keep, like, birthday cards or any of that shit, really, because, like, they just end up piling up. And I was going through my room.
I'm never
going
to get you a birthday card.
No, believe me, after this, you will. I was looking through my room, and, you know, I was like, oh, do I want to keep these? I threw out from my grandma, threw out from, like, my, you know, parents or whatever. And then I came across, I was like, oh, it's from Jacob. And I read it, and you're like, dude, you're my brother, like, I mean that, and I fucking kept that, dude.
When, what,
it was
what,
heartwarming.
What birthday
it was my
it?
Birthday, dude. It was probably like a year
the one
or so
at Benny,
ago.
Benihana?
Dude, it might have been the Benihana's
birthday. Would that have given you scratchers on?
Yeah, dude. I think it's the scratchers one.
I gave him a card and it just had a bunch of scratchers inside.
It warmed my heart, man.
That
is awesome.
Megan
shit,
and I
dude.
Won $10 on a scratcher.
Really?
Yeah.
God damn it. Sports, because we have an avid love for scratchers.
Yeah, you got
me and
a
Megan
scratch.
Me and Megan Lockhart. Highway 20 Lockhart.
Guess what
and,
we spent
and,
the $10 on? Scratchers.
Obviously, and yeah. That money go where? Into the ground?
Yeah.
You just
except Sammy Gary's mom won $10,000 on a scratcher.
Fuck that, dude. There's no way.
Yeah, she did.
Are you serious?
Dude, our scratching isn't futile. It could
Sammy
happen.
Gary
yeah.
is, she's already well off. She doesn't need the $10,000. Why don't you just give it to us?
That'd be
aspiring,
so sick, dude.
Aspiring porn stars.
$10,000
what the fuck
does
that
mean?
Oh, us?
Yeah, dude, we're fucking aspiring
you're
porn
calling
stars.
Sammy an aspiring porn star.
Yeah, dude,
like,
look
that's
me
that's
up.
Not
Nuts
not
and
correct.
Chocolate. That's my name. Nuts and Chocolate. Or Rick Hard. Rick Hard, you're also my name. My porn name.
Jesus.
Dude, why wasn't there any Jesus porn star?
There is.
Like,
anybody
name,
sure
like.
Is.
No, not like he's the Jesus of porn stars. I mean, like, his name is, like, Jesus Stonemason, or, like,
Why the fuck would anyone watch a porn with the guy, lead guy, Jesus Stonemason?
You know what I was on?
It's hardcore.
You know how, like, Ron Jeremy is, like, the, you know, the male porn star. The
yeah.
one fucking guy. But there's no one else. He's a. I mean,
like,
I'm
like,
not
dude,
gay, but
he's
that guy's
fat
an
as fuck.
Ugly
yeah.
motherfucker.
Yeah, dude.
And he's the most
and he's the Tony Hawk of
male.
Porn, dude.
Like, is male porn that porn?
My question is
that,
this.
Like,
my question
he
is
he just
this.
Fucking started. I think he's fucked every porn
either
star.
He has, like, look, a 14-inch cock, or, like...
My question is this. Is that what makes him, like, such a good porn star that
yeah,
his
well,
dick is big? Or, like, is it,
I
like...
I don't know.
Is he, like,
I
really
think,
good
I
at
ever,
making
like,
noises or something? Like, why him?
I don't think so, dude. All I can think of when I hear him is...
Why that guy?
Yeah. Ew, fucking take it.
So
yeah.
gross. So gross.
Just sweating his fucking ass off.
With his long ass.
Give me the hoagie.
Disgusting.
Yeah, he's fucking gross.
What is stopping some other just fat guy with long hair from just taking?
There is, dude. The other guy is, I forget what his name is, something Stone. His last name is Stone, but he's definitely not as known. Yeah. Way not as known as Ron Jeremy. Like, people if you ask on the street will know.
Yeah.
But he's definitely he's not popular. I mean, he's like. The
Jeremy?
Most famous. No. He's like below Ron Jeremy. I would say, oh, maybe Peter North. People have heard of Peter North.
I've heard of him. Yeah,
yeah, dude. Everybody's here.
What's
Peter
the what the
like,
who the fuck cares about Peter North?
Apparently,
like, why is he?
I've never watched that shit, but apparently he shoots his shit. He shoots his jizzle like 80 feet or something like that.
All right. Well,
he's like a fucking jizzle cannon.
In a
jizzle cannon. Is that like a turn on for chicks?
I don't know, dude.
Like you can shoot
a
jizz
brother
than
another money.
Guy.
I'll
hot.
Run 80 feet over there.
They try to catch it like a football, dude. Say ready, hike. You blast it off. You run after it, try to jump and dive.
It's useful, like if your bank is being robbed, you just skeet like all over the guy's face.
Jesus, you tear through his face. And that's what happened when you rob banks.
Into the eye, dude.
What's your favorite just bank robbing movie?
Definitely this shitty television series 40 Minutes produced by, I think it was like TNT or something.
Why would you call it shitty if you, I'm asking your favorite thing.
Because it was, just looks like a shitty television.
You mean it was campy?
Do you even know what I'm talking about?
40 hours?
40
48
minutes.
Hours?
48 minutes or something. It was like
48 hours
got,
on
like,
A&E still on?
These two guys got like AK-47s and they like with drum magazines and they robbed a bank and it resulted in a shootout with the police.
I totally know what you're talking
and they,
about.
They had bullets.
I know
they
what
just
you're
were
talking
like
about.
Shooting these guys and the bullets would just bounce off because they had
fuck, yeah.
stuff all sure, over.
That's when they assault ban.
And then
it was
so
either
after
right
that,
after the assault ban expired or right before they made an assault ban.
I don't know, but after that, like before that, LA, all. After that incident, all LAPD carries M16s in their trucks.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, before, and, like, the cops could not do anything about it. Like, they would just shoot
yeah,
them
no,
with
I
their
know,
little
I,
pistols and nothing.
I don't know, there's this dude just bleeding next to, like, they're really close to him, and he's just like, I need fucking help. I, like, been shot hella times and just can do nothing. I remember
nobody
I
died, though.
Long. Are you sure?
A lot of people got shot, but nobody died.
Oh, dude, that's fucking crazy. Yeah. I remember one dude got shot in the fucking back. Like, that's the hardest, to get shot in the goddamn back.
But both of the robbers, well, both of the robbers got killed.
Yeah, obviously, I fucking got died.
See,
the
thing is, if a bunch of robbers were robbing a bank, Why wouldn't they just shoot an RPG at them? Like,
yeah, fuck
it
yeah!
It sounds preposterous.
Grand Theft Auto,
but
dude.
Like, why not just shoot an RPG? You know,
that's
like,
a really good idea. Like,
why fuck around with all these little guns?
Make a wall of carnage that people can't
just
pass.
Dude, you just gotta press R1 and aim and move the cursor playing Grand Theft Auto, and then press triangle button depending on which configurational controls you're using. And you know,
if it's default, it's triangle.
Yeah, if it's default, the triangle button will do. If not, it's probably like R1 or something. Jesus. You just gotta press select and then switch your controls.
Jesus. And there you have it. The full controls on how to blow fucking cop cars up in GTA.
Yeah.
Which is the shit.
But seriously, if I owned a police department, I would definitely...
If you own, who the fuck owns
I knew
the
I would get shit for that. Fuck you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Them.
You know what I mean, alright?
The commissioner, whatever
yeah,
commissioner,
if I was
Gordon.
The commissioner, I would give them all RPGs.
Commissioner Jacob.
We're all joking, of course, because RPGs would cause a really high amount of damage.
Yeah! No, obviously there's no conventional means to carry an RPG
yeah.
around. You get in a fucking little car accident, somebody hits the back of your car, you fucking blow up.
Like if someone was holding up a daycare or something, the first I would be like, oh, bring my RPGs, you know, like.
But dude, that's crazy.
What?
No, if you as a hostage, okay, you go into the in fucking Northridge where there's so many goddamn shady daycare centers, and you go into one of those places, they've got a lot of fucking kids, obviously more than they're allowed to, and then you just take an RPG and you tell the fucking cops, I've got a goddamn RPG for all these kids. There's nothing scarier than those two combinations, and you say, give me like a bonzo buck, you know, like. Give me a shitload of money, you know, or give me a bonzo buck.
A bonzo buck,
a shitload of money, you know. Give me a money bag with a fucking money sign on it.
Give me some stacks.
Exactly. Give me some stacks and a helicopter.
Skrilla.
There you go. Give me some skrills. Love my skrills bills. And then the cops would obviously give it to you because it's one thing to like have a fucking bullet, you know. Okay, we've got to shoot 64 fucking 50 little kids,
yeah. But
you got RPG. That's some just taking it to the next level.
That's true.
Nobody's
like, what
gonna
if the
fuck
robbers
with you.
Had RPGs?
Yeah, dude, there's nobody's gonna fuck with you. Well, the Somali pirates do that, and that's probably why nobody
fucks you.
You
don't just realize daycares are really safe places to bring your kids. Because, like, how often do you hear of, like, some kid getting, like, molested or something at a daycare? You know? Just, like, it doesn't
your fucking
happen.
Point. Not near as much
like,
as
like, it happens
church.
More, like, at schools than, or in churches than it does in, like, a
yeah.
daycare.
Fuck a
you know?
More
that's
in churches,
true.
Dude. It's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Every time I open the goddamn newspaper, there's another diocese getting, like...
Yeah.
There's one that just happened in Ireland. Remember, like, in Ireland, they, like,
it happens all
they,
over, right?
They said that the Vatican is gone, like, out of control. So the Vatican took out their, like, emissary out of Ireland.
Really?
It's goddamn Ireland, dude. Everybody's Catholic. That's what in Northern Ireland they're fighting about is between like Protestants and
fucking
Catholics.
They're all fucking just shooting it down all the time.
Yeah, but it's because they can't. That's because they can't wear condoms. They have all 8 goddamn kids.
So
I would drink a shitload. Got no potatoes and
say?
Shit.
I just read this story about this guy. I didn't. I read it about 2 years ago. But it was about this guy in Saratoga. Like he grew up in Saratoga and he was like religious, and so he went. He went to church, and I don't know if he was super religious. But the point is, his parents made him go to church. The pastor molested him. For, like, a very long time. And so, this guy was now, like, 30. And, like, today, he's, like, 34 or something. He went back to the church, found the pastor. He moved somewhere else or something. Went back, beat the fuck out of the pastor. And now he got arrested for assault.
The kid...
I think he should get a fucking medal.
Yeah, dude, he should get a goddamn medal of honor. In Norway, they have a law for... What the fuck was it? God damn it. I don't know what it is. It's like something like if somebody's, there's like some law, like if somebody's talking shit about like your race, like if somebody says like we're Jewish, like if they're like, yeah, you fucking kike, and then they like, God damn it. I just lost my train of thoughts.
Well, do you know what's
Whatever.
Interesting?
I just ended
that
with a horrible slur about ourselves.
Do you know what? Two of us are Jews here, so I can say this word. But the interesting thing about the word kike is that kike was actually a word invented by Jews for another, like, there was, like, two types of ethnic Jews that came to America, and there were, like, Russian Jews and, like, Jews from somewhere else, I don't know, and, like, the Jews from somewhere else called the Russian Jews, I think, kikes. It was like a, what was that?
It's probably just chill, don't worry about it.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine.
Anyway, yeah, but I thought that was kind of an interesting...
That's great. Oh, real quickly, what I was saying is that if somebody were to call us kike, And then we go and we fucking beat the shit out of them. It's okay.
No, no, it's not at all. I'm just saying that's...
That's the law in Norway. Like, I was saying about Norway. Pretty sure that, like, I was reading the newspaper they'll just let you, like, they'll be like, all right, good job or whatever. Like, it was, like, racially, I don't know, like, started or some shit like that.
I don't see how that law could ever work.
Yeah, I don't either. Because that's basically, you know, like, eye for eye. I'm talking about that. I don't know much about. But,
I believe that something like
dude,
that.
Dude, we have a... Wait, so Russia... When they came to America, the kike thing happened?
I don't know. It was like something like that. That's what my history teacher told me. But like, that word was actually started by Jews. Like, it was by one group, one like ethnic group of Jews to another ethnic group.
It was like the reverse N-word? Where it was started bad...
Yeah, exactly. Like, well...
That started as a fucking obviously bad word.
Well, it's kind of like... Black people will call each other the N-word now, but, like, exactly, that's what you're saying, like, the reverse N-word, like, now they call each other that, but, like, back in the day, the Jews used to call each other that, and now it's, like, bad to call them that, you know?
Yee, yee, yee. I feel like we're the only ones that get pissed off most about, like, somebody were to call us, like, kike.
Well, yeah, because...
Not, like, me personally, but, I mean, like, just Jews in general.
Yeah, like I wouldn't walk up to you and be like, what up, you know?
Yeah, it's just not chill. Whatever. Hey, Tay, what's happening in the world of tennis right now?
Dude, fucking, they're on, like, the U.S. Open series, so it's, like, a shitload of little tournaments that lead up to the U.S. Open.
So I
fucking hate Novak Djokovic, but he's really good.
Why, is he a douchebag?
Yeah, he's a complete douchebag. And
now I've heard tennis stars are either assholes or they're sick. Like you. Fucking awesome. But I've heard that some dudes are just, like, shitholes.
Like, he's a cocky motherfucker. And, like, he thinks he's the shit. He kind of is the shit.
Which sucks. I know you are the shit, and they know it.
See, that's the thing. Like, when someone is the shit, can you really, like, get down on them, you know? Like,
but when he wasn't the shit, he thought he was the shit. So he was playing, like, the number one players, and he was like, yeah, I lost the match, but I was totally in control the entire time. You didn't control the entire time. Like, you just lost.
Yeah.
He'd be like, you know, like, yeah, I'm playing really well lately, and, like, I'm really, really good, and I'm beating everyone, so I should be number one, even though I'm not. And, like,
bastard.
Stupid shit like that.
Do people ever get in racket fights? Like, where they'll, like, beat the shit out of each other with rackets?
No, but they're, like, there's some crazy, like, fucking stabs that people take at each other in the middle of a match and stuff. Like, they'll mock each other and shit like that. And they'll just, like, if there's something that, like, whatever, what's his name, Nadal, like, he's known for, like, adjusting his pants and it looks like he's picking his butt. It's just, like, a habit that he does. And he was, like, playing this one guy... And, like, the guy was getting annoyed because he kept doing that, and he was taking hella time before he served. And then, like, he started doing it. The other guy was like, hang on one sec, I need to, like, when he was about to serve, he's like, I need to pick my butt. He was doing that shit. Nadal just got pissed, and it was ridiculous.
So ridiculous.
But, like, they can't fight each other because it would be fucking, like, they'd lose all the money.
Is there, like, a really fucking weird thing? Okay, like, for example, I got you, just tell me now. When horse people, like, jockeys, to stay small, they would fucking down, worms, like, intestinal worms, or just eat all their shit so they would stay small. Like, what's the fucking weirdest thing in tennis? Like, do you know any of that stuff? Like, tapeworms. Do you know, like, anything crazy? Like, oh, yeah, the tennis players butt fuck all the time. That's how they get better. Or, like...
Oh, like some crazy shit.
Some, like, crazy thing that, like, people don't know.
Fucking,
or a tennis anecdote.
Or the craziest shit, you always see these those.
Oh, shit. Like, there's some ridiculous shit. Like, tennis players are, like, super superstitious. So it's, like, Nadal, like, every time he goes to his seat and he drinks his water bottle, he has two water bottles and he puts them down in front of his seat and the labels have to be facing the right way. So, like, he'll drink the thing and whatever, and then he'll set it down and he'll, like, turn it so the label's right.
It's weird.
And he'll go walk, and, like, he never steps on any lines on the court while he's walking before the point starts. So you can see him, like, stepping over every single line.
Really?
And, like,
serious?
Adjusting the labels of his fucking...
That's
kind of
silly.
It's
but
like,
also,
what
I feel like, is
the
it,
fuck are you doing?
Is tennis, obviously, it's way more, I feel, whatever, skill-based than golf, but, is it kind of like that where, like, golf, like, I can see golf being super superstitious because one day you could be great, and then the next time you're playing, you suck.
Like,
you just fucking suck.
Or also, like,
the
wind could blow it in one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You could just be, or you could just feel off, you know, just in general. Like, is it the same thing for, like, that?
Or you could be, like, hooking up with everyone's wife somewhere.
Definitely.
Well, I mean, that's not going to hurt. I don't give a fuck about golf if I'm hooking up with everyone. Well, I'd probably just be guilty. What?
Yeah, there is some crazy shit like that. Like, some people play fucking awful. Like, Federer never fucking, like, does anything. He never gets upset or whatever. And he went on this losing streak, and he, like, smashed one of his rackets when he was playing, and that was, like, a big deal.
Cause he so, he doesn't do anything till he loses. But, that sounds very common to me. The more I win, the happier I am.
Exactly. Like, oh, yeah, Federer is such a nice guy. Like, he's such a good sport, but he's fucking winning all the time, so, like, I obviously would be a nice guy, too, if I was winning all the fucking time.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's what's, like, oh, what Tom, do you have to be pissed
about? Tom, I always think about that.
Yeah, Tom Cruise is the nicest fucking guy in Hollywood. Well, yeah, you're fucking loved by him, you're fucking Top Gun, Mission Impossible, like, getting paid all that money, hook up with Katie Holmes, no, dude, Scientology, like, what about the fuck?
That. You know, like, when you meet someone, and, like, you can just tell they're, like, down and out, like, they're, like, not the highest member of society, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, they, like, they're just, like, a dick. Yeah, and, like, you realize, like, yeah, I would be a fucking dick, too.
Like,
you know,
when Federer was in the juniors, he was, like, suspended multiple times for, like, throwing his racket and getting really pissed and, like, chewing out umpires. And now it's like, oh, he's the nicest guy. Well, no shit, he's number one in the world. Fucking winning
everything. But he's sucking his dick. Like, of course he's gonna be nice.
Why would you be pissed about that?
Yeah, it's so... Oh, dude, what happened with, Serena Williams? I heard, like, dude, I read something like she's gonna be, she's good, but she's not gonna be in the Hall of Fame.
She's the fucking biggest cunt ever.
Really?
Like, fuck Serena Williams. What she does is she plays, like, so tennis players, like, the money is in the major tournaments. Like, that's where all the money's made. So these other tournaments, it doesn't fucking matter if you play it or not. Even if you win it, you're gonna get a little bit of money in comparison to the majors. So they'll, like,
buy a little ramen with that.
Yeah, they'll make up these bullshit, like, excuses to not play the little tournaments. Like, oh, I'm sick, oh, I'm injured, or whatever. And then they'll come into the major and just win the fucking thing.
That's kind of bullshit.
And, like, they spend all this time, like, in their fashion industry or whatever, and, like, buying clothes and shit. They don't do anything for, like, you know,
is it because they feel
community.
Like they're not, it's not a good enough thing?
Because
it's a fucking good enough thing to do.
All they want
to
do is play the majors and win their money and then leave and do whatever the fuck they
Wouldn't
want.
Wouldn't it benefit them to play the smaller tournaments, though, because they get practice?
Yeah,
I mean, by that level, I'm sure they're not
the
thinking,
thing
I need
sucks
practice.
Is, like, they're good enough to just walk in there, and, like, they're either going to win it or they're going to lose, like, first round, and so that's what they do, and that makes them look like big bitches.
Which they'll just go and be like, I don't want to, and then just lose that round.
Yeah,
and then
what
the fuck, alright.
Yeah.
It's a little ridiculous.
Where are they from?
Barbados,
they're
right?
They're Americans.
They're
okay,
sisters.
Well, that
yeah.
sucks.
Where, do
yeah,
you know where in
Americans.
The United States?
I don't know. I think they trained in, like, Florida or something. Yeah.
What happened, like, is Serena now vastly better than Venus?
Yeah.
I remember for a little while they had that little struggle.
They were, like, close at one point, but Serena's definitely better.
But Serena is
and
still not,
is
like, the best. She's not going to be remembered as the best, though.
Serena?
Yeah. Because, I mean, if you...
Of the two, or, like...
Or, no, I just mean
women.
In general. I just mean in
general. No. Fucking... She's not even close.
That's ridiculous. Like, so, like, they purely were just really famous because they were sisters? They were, like, twins?
The weird thing is the only, like, women tennis players that are, like, legends are really fucking old. Like, Billie Jean King, who was, like, one
how
of
old
the
is
first
that?
American tennis players, who, like, she played in, like, the 70s or
60s. That's a long goddamn time ago.
And, like, there's no chick now.
Billie Jean,
like,
not my girl.
Close. Yeah, fucking Billie Jean, dude. She's
guys,
hella good.
I gotta go, because I gotta pack for backpacking.
Kettle chips gotta go. All right, let's wrap this bitch up.
I gotta go rub one out.
Oh, wow! That's an awesome announcement to leave all the sports guests with. What up? Maybe you can rub it out, too. Well, it's weird. Alright, thank you for listening. As always, we are hopefully soon enough sponsored by Budweiser and its better affiliate, Bud Light. Hook us up with as much as you can. We will keep the recommendations coming. This was Kelchip Black, Tay Ransource Rex, say bye. I get
later, broskies.
And
see
as always, I'm Scritch Scratch. Thank you for listening. Oh, we gotta go out with a song, man. Thank
exactly.
you very much. All right.
You know me. You know me. Get up the pie. You know me. I love the body, man. You know what I mean? I have a stupid. I'm in the parties that don't end at 4. Bitches that keep lingerie in the drawer. Back in